This is take two of Mrs. Eldora White's interview in Pendleton on March 27, 1990 for the Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont Study. I am Yolanda Harrell. Mrs. White, last week we ended tape one and we finished talking about voting. This time I'd like to start off by going back to some earlier questions we talked about your family that you said you would look up for me. The first one was, when was your father born?
My father was born 1878.
Now, I think that was your mother.
Mother. That's right. I'm sorry.
All right. Tell me again. Your father was born in...
1859.
Right. The reason, only reason I need to correct you is because we actually did this ahead of time, mm-hmm. right on the, mm-hmm. the family tree sheet. So we have discussed this a little bit before. So James Reese, your father, was born 1859. And tell me about where you think he was born, but you're not sure.
I think he was born in Clemson because that's where they lived all their lives. So they said they didn't think he could have been born anywhere but Clemson. And how my mother and he met, that's another story.
You don't know how they met?
So don't.
No. And your mother was born when?
My mother was born in 1878.
Uh-huh. And where was she born?
That she was born in Pendleton.
She was born right here in this town. Now, Mrs. Reese, when we went over, Mrs. White, rather, when we went over these dates, you and I both remarked that she was 30 when you were born,
yeah.
and he was 49. So we're assuming that they met later. He was almost 20 years older.
Yeah.
He married later in life. Mm-hmm. Was this his first marriage, to your knowledge?
Yes, as far as I know.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
This was the first time?
For both of them?
Yeah. Right. And your mother wasn't that old. I mean, she was only 30 when you were born, but your father was quite a bit older. And still you all had, and he had three children.
Yeah.
Too, at that late date. Okay, is there anything else you remember about either one of them? As you said, you don't remember how they met or anything like that, or their marriage, or they didn't tell you. And I had asked you, you were going to see if you could find out about your grandfather, and you weren't able to find out.
I was unable to find out anything. My cousins I have in Seneca, they mm-hmm. didn't seem to remember it as much as I did, because I was away from home during that time.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So you didn't really know some of your grandparents mm-hmm. and all as much. Okay. Yesterday when we were talking, you talked about your mother teaching school, which she did. And you mentioned the Rosewall School. Did she teach at the Rosewall School?
Yes,
for a while?
She did.
Mm-hmm. How long did she teach there? Do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea, but that's where she retired from.
Oh, so that was her last school?
Yes,
then.
That was the last school because she had to retire to care for her father. See, he got sick and she had to bring him here with her.
This was the Abraham Abe that was ill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where was the Rosewall School located?
It was located right out this road here. We have a center out there now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right down where the center is now, is where the Rosenwald...
The school was up near to the highway.
Oh, closer to the highway than the center mm-hmm. actually is. Mm-hmm. But just that close to your house, then she could walk very easily.
Yes, she did.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me something about who was Rosenwald?
I just can't tell you that. Mm-hmm. I've heard them talk about Rosenwald, but as far as knowing anything about him personally, I don't.
You don't know any facts about him other than that he founded this school.
No.
Yeah, I know I've been told different things about his being a Jewish man that came down and mm-hmm. and started, but I just wondered if you could add anything to that.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, that's all right. Thought if you had some interesting tidbit, you I'd find out. We haven't talked about you too much. I want to go back and ask some of the other questions that were coming too, but something that I didn't ask you. The first day is, who did you marry?
Well, I married in New York.
That's right. I think you did mention that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a man that you met in New York.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. White. And what was his first name?
John.
John White.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. When was that, Mrs. Reese? White?
In 1939 and 40.
Okay. And his family was from New York then?
Yes, they were all New Yorkers.
All from New York.
Yes.
And what did he do for a living?
He was a worked for the city.
Of New York?
Yeah.
Oh, doing what?
I don't know, really.
Some kind of administration work or business?
No, he was more working class of people.
Yeah, right. Okay, a blue collar job for the city of some kind? A blue collar job for the city?
No, he wasn't a blue collar man because he didn't have very much education either.
Oh, okay. But he did. He worked for the city of New York.
Yes, he did. He had a job for the city.
But you didn't know what department or what he did.
Yeah, because we didn't live together long enough. We learned about him.
Oh, I see. That wasn't a long marriage.
No, okay. That was a short marriage.
Did you have any children?
One son.
Uh-huh.
I seen his family up there.
The picture that you showed me earlier. And what is his name? Uh-huh. What is it? Your son's name?
John White.
And did you marry again? Was that
no?
That was your only marriage.
No.
That cured you, huh?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many grandchildren do you have?
I have 4 grandchildren and 3 great-grands.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Nice family.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ended your marriage, you brought John down here with you, your son, mm-hmm. and he stayed with you. Okay.
My mother raised him right along with us, you might say.
Oh. All kind of raised together.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, my. Okay. I'm going to continue then with some social interaction questions where I marked. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War?
I don't think so. I heard of. I don't remember hearing anything about it.
Do you think all your ancestors were still in slavery when the Civil War broke out, as far as you know?
I don't know.
Because some people had some free, freedoms even before then. Did you ever hear any of them say, once the war was over, if there was any difference between black people who had been slaves and those who were free persons of color before the war? Did you ever hear them discuss that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Did your elder relatives ever tell you about the way they thought white people treated blacks?
No, not really, because this town, the whites treat the blacks very good.
In Pendleton?
Comparatively. Mm-hmm.
You feel that comparatively with other places you've been, Pendleton does pretty good? Comparing it to New York or that area, or just other parts in the South?
The South.
The South?
Yes,
the
South.
Better, mm-hmm. Okay. Going back to that, did you feel in New York that you were treated better? Did you love, or do you feel more comfortable here as a black?
No, I felt that I was treated better, but it's so hard on me as a mother, a child without a husband. People have done it, lived there and raised children, but I just didn't see how I could do it, so I came home.
You came home to where your mother was,
and
when you could have some help, right. But you feel that having lived in Pendleton and in some of these other surrounding towns, that Pendleton was pretty good to their colored people in comparison to others. That's interesting. Did your older relatives ever warn you about white people, about how to act or what to do or anything like that? Was there ever any warnings?
No.
Did they ever tell you stories, tell you to be careful or anything?
No, never told me anything like that because we didn't know. We were all around here, all black around here, you know.
Right. Your whole neighborhood was pretty much black and you had a really...
Didn't have to come in contact with them unless we went to town.
Right.
And we only went to town when we had to go for something.
You really saw whites when you went in for something special and had to go in. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it was pretty much an all-black community back here. And from what I've seen and the black people that I've met back here, it just seemed like a very family atmosphere back here. Is this true?
Yes.
Very caring. It seemed to be a lot of feeling that way. Did you ever hear about any lynchings when you were growing up? Was there a lynching that they talked about?
No, never heard of anything. Just read about it, you know.
Yeah.
Not knowing about it.
Do you remember how black people were treated by the law when you were young or when your parents were young? Was that a problem?
Well, not that I know of. I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mother's brother used to live here with us, and I never had any complaint, heard them, that they did any talking they did when we weren't around, the children weren't around.
Ah, I see. Mm-hmm. And How did married couples in your family treat each other? Was one person the boss, or were the relationships equal? How about your mom and dad when you were growing up? How do you remember that relationship?
My mother was the boss.
Your mother was. You remember that very clearly. You didn't even hesitate. In what way? I mean, did she make most of the decisions?
Yes. And mm-hmm.
Her word was law, kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, because she had the better education.
I see. Mm-hmm. So he probably deferred to her out of because she had the better education. Mm-hmm. He probably thought she knew more about what was going
That's
on,
right.
That kind of stuff.
It was mutual understanding the way they got along and all.
Yeah, it sounded like they got along real well from what mm-hmm. you said.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And he certainly had a good job and was able-bodied and supported you that way. But your mom really was the boss.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember any of your older relatives ever talking about black women who had relationships with white men? Was that ever something you ever heard?
No.
Or
I don't know
how they felt about those relationships.
It happened, but I mean, I didn't hear anything about it in my family.
Your family wasn't something you would have heard them discuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some families might have talked about it, but not yours. How about mulattoes? Were they treated any differently from other blacks, or did you run mulattoes, people of color?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not that I remember.
Mm-hmm. And were you ever aware of any people who passed for white? Anyone in the neighborhood or anyone?
No.
Or even in New York when you were there?
No, well, in New York you can pass for anything you can get rid of.
True.
If you have the money, you can pass.
You can get anything anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. How are Indians or people with some Indian blood treated? Did you know any Indians or?
No, we didn't know anything about Indians or what we read.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know of any Indian blood in your family or anything like that?
No.
When you were young, how often would you go to Greenville or Anderson?
Not often, because we had no transportation.
You had no way to get there.
No, right? I had to go by bus or train.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, what, a couple times a year or something? Or
maybe not that often, because my mother would go and do all the shopping for us.
I see. So you really didn't get to go to Greenville, Anderson. Mm-hmm. If you did go there, what were the reasons for those trips when you went? Your mother went to shop, you said? So?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She used to go to conventions and all.
So she went to Greenville and Anderson fairly often.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the conventions and for Sean.
Yeah, and down the lower part of the state, they have the church conventions. She went to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Because she was really very active both in church and school.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So she ran out of town quite a bit, but she had to always use public transportation, train or bus?
Yes, until later years she bought a car.
Oh, she did?
But she never drove. My brother had to drive her.
Oh. Were there any opportunities for black people that were available in Greenville and Anderson that were not available here in Pendleton? Was there more to do there or work? Or
I guess there was more work because they used to leave here and go to Greenville mm-hmm. and Atlanta, you know, places like that to find work.
I see.
Mm-hmm. After they got out of school.
So you felt that there probably were some job opportunities there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kinds of celebrations that you remember were held? Did you all have anything like July 4th picnics or celebrations?
Well, our big affairs was camp meeting Sundays.
Oh, you have big things for that.
Yeah, those were our big things.
It was
camp meeting Sundays. Our church Methodists would have them. United Methodists would have them. Because the Baptists never have camp meetings. They have something else like that. I don't know what to call it. But it would be a get-together, crowd would come.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to have conferences, different conferences. They would come to our church, you know, a crowd of people would come. And my mother would have us sleeping on the floor, and people would have to take the beds for the delegates.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so that was sort of a big occasion then,
yes.
These conventions.
Mm-hmm. They did that once in a while now. Saturday coming, we have I can't remember these names they call it, but anyway, it was some kind of convention we have up at our church, and I've got to make a cake for that.
Oh, you're making a cake for something that's coming up?
Yeah, Saturday.
This Saturday, mm-hmm. What, some sort of a big convention
yeah,
event?
Yeah, the church.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Now, what about parades? Were there any parades or anything like that for July 4th or anything like that?
We used to have some kind of parade from the school. We start from the school and go up through town and down and go and come back through town and come on back to school. Now, how often they did that, don't ask me.
That's okay. I just was curious. What kind of a parade was this? Is this a school parade? All the children were in it or what?
Yes, it was something for the school.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I can't think of what it was.
Did you dress up or anything? Or was it a special occasion or did you dress up? Or?
Well, we were best clothes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you wore your good clothes or if you wore costumes or something like that. It wasn't that kind of celebration.
No, not costumes. I don't think we had any costumes. They would have plays out in the school and wear costumes for that.
Yeah.
But these parades were, I can't get it in my mind now. But
that's all right. You just remember when you were a child they were doing this, right? That's marvelous. Mm-hmm. Were you in ever any of the school plays and things for your school?
Yes, we used to have them.
Were you in any of them? Do you remember any of the plays?
I've been just about everything.
You were pretty much active in all those kinds of things.
Yeah, singing and acting. Yeah.
You were. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of any of the plays or any of the things you did?
No.
No? But you do remember enjoying and doing them, right? And probably being proud of them.
Yeah.
How did your family celebrate Christmas? Did you do anything special for that?
Well, we go from home to home. My mother had a sister in the Seneca. My father had relatives in Clemson. So we go around, you know. This one would have dinner today, and the other one would have dinner tomorrow, and we go around like that.
Oh, so your Christmas was very much a visiting Christmas.
Mostly, yes.
Visiting and eating and sharing, that kind of thing. That's nice.
And exchanging gifts, what gifts they were.
Right. What kinds of gifts did you give each other?
Maybe we got a pair of socks or something like that.
So it's more on the practical side?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get fruit or anything like that?
Yes, eating. Now, that was... Main thing was eating.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christmas dinners and
But I mean, as gifts, did you get any fruit or anything?
Oh, yes. Well, we get fruit for Christmas,
When you had, when you ate for Christmas, what are some of the foods that you ate? Do you remember, did y'all roast a turkey or a ham or what?
Oh, it was always mostly turkey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even the different homes when you go, everybody would pretty much have turkey?
Yeah, most of them would have turkey.
Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of vegetables,
I guess. Yeah, vegetables and sweets.
Pies
and cakes, all kind of pies and cakes.
What was your favorite pie or cake? Did you have one you especially liked?
Sweet potato pie is my favorite I'm making right now.
Oh, my. I'd love to have your recipe. I bet it's good. So, you remember Christmas is really a good, fun eating time.
Yes, that's right.
What about Santa Claus? Did he come?
Well, Santa Claus would come, but, you know, didn't bring us expensive things.
Right.
Mostly we got clothes.
More practical Christmas.
Yes. Because they didn't have money to throw away on toys. Might give us one toy or something. But it was clothes mostly.
I see. How about birthdays and anniversaries? Did you celebrate those?
Not really. My mother might have a birthday party for us when we were small and have the children come in and give us some lemonade. Cake or something like that.
You might have a birthday cake then.
Yeah.
Did you get a gift or anything for your birthday?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You usually did get a gift.
A little gift, something small. Wasn't expensive or nothing like
that. Yeah, not a big thing made out of it. How about anniversaries, like a wedding anniversary? Did they do anything special for those? What kinds of gifts did family members give each other? You said socks and clothes and that kind of thing?
Yeah. Christmas time, that's most of what we get with clothes. Maybe one toy or something.
When you were growing up, do you remember hearing about hot suppers? Did they have many hot suppers?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what were those?
Well, they were fundraising.
Oh, I see, to make money. And where would they be held?
Well, sometimes at homes.
People would actually have them in a home.
Yeah.
And what would they do? Serve different kinds of food?
Yes, sell the food. Mm-hmm. Have games, play games.
Oh, they did play games mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize they did games too. Mm-hmm. What kinds of foods did they sell?
Oh, hot dogs and cook chicken salad and make sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A variety of things.
A variety of things. Mm-hmm.
Now, when they, who were they making the money for when they were having this hot
dog? Well, it was either for school or for the church.
I see. Mm-hmm. A school project or a church project, mm-hmm. one of the two. Mm-hmm. See, just from talking to you, I felt that your parents, well, your mom and you especially, lives really revolved around school and church functions mm-hmm. more than anything
That's right.
else. They were the two big things in your lives. Mm-hmm. And so you would earn this money at the hot supper and turn it over to either the school or the church for whatever
right. mm-hmm.
they needed it for. Did you get pretty good attendance for these suppers?
They would get good attendance.
Uh-huh.
But people didn't have a lot of money, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. What time of year were these usually held?
Huh?
When were these usually held? What time of year?
Oh, it was in the spring.
Always in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the winter was so cold and the houses weren't, so they couldn't have. And if they have it in the school, they'd have to use a fuel, and we couldn't afford that, you know. So they didn't have too much in the winter. Most of it had in the summertime, and they could have them outside. You know, like in the yard, we could have yard parties out in the yard. We used to have many of them back right there in our backyard.
You used to have yard parties?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother have a lot of those?
Yes.
Oh, for whom? Who came to those?
Well, all the people around the town, they'd be selling.
Oh, this would be another selling kind
yeah.
of thing, another
mm-hmm.
another party,
mm-hmm.
similar to the hot supper kind of thing, a yard party where they, did they sell other things besides food or?
No, just most food. Of food.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And people would
food
come.
And drinks.
Would they come to visit and socialize and eat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like a little backyard fair
yeah.
sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That sounds real nice. Did you ever remember hearing about or attending a cakewalk?
I've heard him talk about that, but I think that was mostly before my time. I've heard
uh-huh.
him talk about it.
That's not something that you remember
no.
doing yourself.
No. Mm-hmm.
You were more into the mm-hmm. yard
yeah.
parties and the hot suppers.
Mm-hmm.
What about auctions? Did they ever talk about auctions?
Well, now, this place should have be a store there.
Mm-hmm.
And this old man had this store, and he would have auctions.
Excuse me, by this place, you mean the building across the street?
Yeah.
Where the barn is now?
Yeah.
There used to be auctions at that where that barn is now, and he would, what would he sell? All kinds of things.
Well, he would go to Philadelphia and bring furniture and stuff back here and sell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He used to do that quite often.
Oh, he would actually travel all that far.
Yeah.
To bring back things.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things? He said furniture and what else? And decorative objects or
mm-hmm.
things for the house, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds real interesting.
And sometimes clothes.
Oh, he even brought back clothes?
Yeah. He'd get the, I don't know, we say he'd find a, what they used to call it, some kind of rally. And Mr. Ben would go to this place and get all the things that were left after that,
oh.
bring them down south and sell them.
He would go to a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And what was his name?
Ben Keyes.
Ben Keyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he would bring the stuff down. Well, he probably got him in a bargain.
Yes.
Up
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
How often would he go, do you know? Or how often would he?
Well, he didn't go too often.
Mm-hmm.
But when he would go, he'd bring back a load.
Oh, my. Was it something that everybody looked forward to then?
Yes, yes. Because sometimes you get nice pictures vases, you know.
Yeah, objects of accessories for your home.
Yes.
Yeah, things
mm-hmm.
that you would decorate
mm-hmm.
your home with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds lovely. What time of year were those usually held, do you remember?
Well, I don't think he had a special time. That's when he'd take a notion mm-hmm. to go up there. He'd have an old truck and he'd go up there and fill it up and bring it back.
Just when he really could go, I
mm-hmm.
guess. Probably nicer weather again, though.
Oh, yes, well, yeah. When the weather was better, not too cold.
That made me think about the garden parties, too, that you were telling about. And was that usually more on the weekend than during the... Was that,
yes, whatever they had was mostly on weekends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even these auction things would
yeah.
be on a weekend,
mm-hmm.
too.
When the men would get paid, you know.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
It would be home,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So all those kinds of selling events or auctions or parties were pretty much on the weekend.
Yes.
But
yes.
Pretty much, I bet they were on Saturday rather than Sunday, though. Yes. Church on Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's right. Sunday, only thing they sell on Sunday is camp meetings.
Ah, that was
true. They would sell dinners there.
Well, they sell food at the camp meetings, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did they sell there?
They have regular dinners.
Oh, man.
And people would buy them. Because they didn't bring food, so they'd have to eat. And they'd buy them.
And did they have a lot of sweets and things at those, mm-hmm. too?
Yeah.
Pies and cakes. But that's not, I bet the food was really good.
It was. Mm-hmm. Real food. And there's a place over near Seneca called Bethel Grove.
Called what?
Bethley Grove.
Bethley Grove, yeah. And this is near Salem.
It's a place between here and Seneca.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd have a big yard. They'd have services.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd have this yard and tables. Everybody have tables all around.
Oh, my. So mm-hmm. Was there a lot of people?
They used to have a crowd of people.
Mm.
Especially if the weather is good. They used to have it in the fall.
So these were the fall camp meetings mm-hmm. in Bethel Grove that you remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And were they every week for a while in the fall or every Sunday?
No.
Just once, twice in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Once in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But that's interesting because no one's mentioned Bethel Grove
mm-hmm.
to me before. And that's between here and Salem.
Yeah, between here and Salem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were small, do you remember what your mother's most prized possession was, or did she even have a prized possession? Besides you, of course.
I don't know if we were such prizes then. No, I don't remember my mother having anything so valuable.
Sometimes it might not be valuable. It just might be something she was real proud of or thought a great deal of.
She had a piano that she got for us to take lessons. And she prized that because it cost the money and we wouldn't practice.
Oh, dear.
So she cut us out. And I regret that today.
You're sorry you didn't continue those pianos?
Oh, I'm so sorry because I love music.
Mm.
I love music. But she said she wasn't going to spend her money and we didn't practice.
That's
you
right.
You can see that. You understand that.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do. I wanted to take piano lessons. We never could afford them, so I know how you
Well, that's what she said. She was sacrificing giving us lessons and we wouldn't practice. So she wouldn't let it go. So then when she opened along, we thought we'd get it back and then she'd take that back and start us again. So she finally got rid of the piano. We said we knew it was over then when she got rid of the piano.
Oh, she got rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, dear. Well, I guess she thought that was the only thing she could do.
Yeah, that's right. She said she needed the money.
Right.
So she sold the piano.
How about your father? Did he have a prized possession?
Only that shop.
His shop.
Get up there banging at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Did he really? He began that early in the day?
And don't let us have a baseball game over there. Get up and get his work done before time for the game so he can go to the game.
He liked baseball.
Oh, he loved baseball. He used to play it when he was young.
Was he a good player?
I don't know about that because that was before my time.
You don't know what position he played? Or?
No, I sure don't remember. But I know he was crazy about baseball.
He really liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he would play as often as he could. Did he play for any kind of a team in town or a group to play?
Well, not, you see, after I was born, he was quite an age where he couldn't play
that. That's right. You know.
Mm-hmm. But he would go to the games.
He was a big spectator.
Yes.
So how often did they have games over there?
During the summertime, they'd have them mostly on weekends, you know.
Because
everybody was working and have them on weekends.
Were these neighborhood teams? Who played over there? What kind of team?
Yeah, they were most of the neighborhoods, maybe Clemson and LaFrance, Oak Grove, and Pelton. And I don't remember any coming from Greenville, but they had them around local.
These were all local teams?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have uniforms?
They had something like uniforms, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, even if they just all wore the same color shirt or something, they but they wore some semblance.
Yes, that's
like
right.
Color, same color shirt or something, same color pants.
Mm-hmm.
Were they sponsored by local businesses or
no?
They got themselves together or
they
what?
Just get together themselves.
Oh, do you know any of the names of any of the people who played or any of the team names?
The team names, I don't remember anything about the team, but I can remember some of the good players. Tony Jenkins and one called Bill Towns. Those were some good players. They hit home runners through the back of their eyes. And Clarence Webb and we had some good players. We had good games out there.
Did any of them go on to play anywhere, make a name for themselves or anything? No, they didn't go on to play even minor leagues or anything.
Not a one of them.
But they enjoyed it. They loved playing.
And of course, after years, you know, when they take black end games like they do now, they were too old.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they wasn't no need for them to try, but they were good players in their day.
I'm sure they were.
Oh, they were.
Mm. And you said these were usually on the weekends?
Yes.
And in the daytime, not at night, because you didn't have lighted fields yet.
No, didn't have any light, though.
Well, these fields, you said, were right close to where the community center is?
Yes.
There, the ballpark that's over there?
Yeah. And then we had one on the other side of town.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had a place down there. Well, my father, that's where he's...